Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and Friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Good afternoon. This is Sheffield Live 93.2 FM, and being a Tuesday afternoon, this is Swing Time, presented as usual by myself, John Yule, and Michael Coates. We can't promise you too much in the way of wit and wisdom this afternoon, but I think we can promise you some very, very good music, which we hope you'll enjoy. Thanks for joining us if you are listening either live as we're going out here from Paternoster Row in Sheffield, or whether you're listening to the podcast, as so many people do around the world these days, I'm very pleased to say. We began with the late and much-missed organist and multi-instrumentalist Joey DeFrancesco on his last session as a leader, playing tenor saxophone and keyboards. I think there was a certain amount of multi-tracking taking place because we also heard Lucas Brown on keyboard and organ, along with Michael Ode on drums. The album More Music was recorded on January the 14th to January the 18th, 2021, at the Tempest Recording Studios in Tempe, Arizona, which is where I think Joey lived for the last few years of his life. And the composition was one of Joey DeFrancesco's own efforts, called Lady G. Another dip now, rather, into the very extensive repertoire of singer Catherine Russell. The number Blue Turning Grey Over You was composed by Fat Swallow and Andy Razaf way back in 1929 and was recorded initially by Louis Armstrong. As well as Catherine Russell on vocals, of course, we hear from her usual musical director, Matt Ministeri, on the guitar, Mark Shane on piano, Ted Ronan on bass, and Mark McLean on drums. The recording was made at the MSR Studios in New York City between November and December 2015. The album is called Harlem on My Mind, and here's Blue Turning Grey Over You, sung, of course, by Catherine Russell. Catherine Russell. Returning to The Big Room now, the new release from drummer Joe Farnsworth, who is featured here along with Jeremy Pelt on trumpet, Sarah Hanahan on alto, the excellent young player who I've been singing the praises of and whose own album as a leader I will hopefully be featuring for you next week. But we're here with this ensemble now. Joel Ross is on vibes, Emmett Cohen is on the piano, and Yasushi Nakamura is on the bass. This was recorded in the Smoke Jazz Club itself in New York City, January the 25th, earlier this year. And the selection here is I Fall in Love Too Easily, composed in 1945 by Julie Stein and Sammy Kahn, for Frank Sinatra to sing in the film Anchors Away. I think the Joan Farnsworth version of this number is rather different.
Thank you.
I Fall In Love Too Easily from Joe Farnsworth. This is Swing Time on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM, and I'm your host for the first hour of the show, as usual, John Yule. And now an album called I'll Be Seeing You, / Sentimental Journey, and it's the second of these two standards we are about to hear from violinist Regina Carter. This date for Regina Carter, we just also hear from two other musicians, Paquito Rivera on clarinet and Matthew Parrish on the bass. This was recorded in January 2006 at the Avatar Studios in New York City. Sentimental Journey was written by Les Brown and Ben Homer, with lyrics by Bud Green, and recorded by Les Brown and his band of renown in 1944. In doing so, they provided the first hit for their then vocalist, Doris Day. Here's Sentimental Journey, played for us by Regina Carter. Thank you. Sentimental Journey. As with the Joe Farnsworth album a couple of tracks ago, a recording generated by the Smoke Organisation, but this time recorded at Sear Sound Studios, New York City, on the 6th of November 2018. Everybody Gets the Blues is led by Eric Reed on piano, who now has renamed himself Eric Scott Reed, as a matter of interest. We've also got Tim Green on tenor, Mike Gorella on the bass, or Mike Gorella, rather, and McClenty Hunter on drums, who we normally hear playing with Dave Stryker. This is a track called Cedar Waltzing, which was written by Eric Reed for Cedar Walton, whilst borrowing elements of Wayne Shorter's tune for the Jazz Messengers, Sweet and Sour. And at the end, there's also a little reference to Stevie Wonder you might pick up. Meanwhile, here's Cedar Waltzing from Eric Reed.
Thank you.
I don't know if Stevie Wonder got a royalty or not for Don't You Hear a Thing, but it was featured just at the end of that track, as you no doubt heard. Time for the gig guide, and this is not going to take very long at all this week. The Keith Peters Big Band are in action tonight at the Farm Road Social Club at 8:30, their normal starting time. I don't know if the Lescar is operating tomorrow night. I certainly don't have any details, and I know there are a number of weeks, 2 or 3 weeks, between now and Christmas when there won't be the usual Wednesday night gig there. So you could ring the pub perhaps before you set off tomorrow night just to make certain. But I think on the evidence that I have, or rather don't have, I think you'll find there isn't a gig there tomorrow night. Cabanas, they're in action. The guitarist Danny Maddox will be presenting a night of gypsy jazz. And that's all that's on this week. Back to possibly my favourite album of last year, Ulysses Owens Jr. and Generation Y, A New Beat, recorded at Englewood Cliffs, New Jersey, on March the 13th, 2023. A track featuring Luther Allison on piano, 29 years old and 6'4" tall, from North Carolina, and a graduate from the University of Tennessee. Ulysses Owens Jr. on bass, of course. On drums, of course. Rayon Takunaga is on bass. And chipping in near the end, we've got Benny Benack III on trumpet and Irina Terakubo on the alto. This is possibly George Cable's best-known composition, Helen's Song. Thank you. During his decade living in London, singer Mark Murphy recorded three albums, of which this was the first. Coming up now, A Swinging Singing Affair, recorded in London, April 1964, and released, believe it or not, on the Fontana label. So they were capable of releasing good records after all. I thought for a long time that Hard-Hearted Hannah may have been written by Johnny Mercer, because the Mercer House is only located 4 or 5 doors away from where this song is supposedly to have taken place. There's certainly a statue of Hard-Hearted Hannah at a shop door, just a few doors away from the Mercer House in Savannah, of course. This song actually wasn't written by Johnny Mercer. It was written by Jack Yellen, Bob Bigelow and Charles Bates, along with Milton Ager in 1924. There might have been a little bit of copyright jumping on there, because four people to write Hard-Hearted Hannah takes a bit of believing. Anyway, the arranger was Tubby Hayes, no less, and here's Mark Murphy, as usual, putting his own stamp on Hard-Hearted Hannah.
In old Savannah, I said Savannah, the weather there is nice and warm. The climate's of a southern brand, but here's what I don't understand. They got a gal there, a pretty gal there, who's colder than an Arctic storm. Got a heart just like a stone, even icemen leave her alone. They call her Hard-Hearted Hannah, the vamp of Savannah, the meanest gal in town. Leather is tough, but Hannah's heart is tougher. She's a gal who loves to see men suffer, to tease them and thrill them, to torture and kill them is her delight, they say. I saw her at the seashore with a great big pan. There was Hannah pouring water on a drowning man. She's hard-hearted Hannah, the vamp of Savannah, G.A. She's a bobbed-haired bandit and she don't use guns. She's got galloping consumption, she just eats and runs. There ain't a man alive that Hannah couldn't thrill. She's got a shape that shimmies while she's standing still. You'll never see her out with any nice young sheep, cause her motto's safety first, she likes them old and weak. Hard-hearted Hannah, the vamp of Savannah, the meanest gal in town. Talk of your cold, refrigerating mamas, brother, she's a polar bear's pajamas. Tease them and thrill them and torture and kill them is her delight, they say. An evening spent with Hannah sitting on your knees is like traveling through Alaska in your BBDs. She's hard-hearted Hannah, the vamp of Savannah, G.A.
This is Swing Time on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM, and I'm your host for this first hour of the programme, John Yule, which continues with New York trombonist John Fetchuk, who leads his own quartets, quintets, sextets and big bands. Here is the latter, recorded in June 2014 at the Avator Studios in New York City. The arranger on the track is John Fetchuk himself. In fact, I think he arranged all the tracks on this album. And the album is called Like It Is. The track we're about to hear is For Heaven's Sake, which is a feature for the flugelhorn player in the orchestra, Barry Reach. Here is the John Fetchuk Big Band.
Thank you.
Tom Fairchuck's New York big band, with a song called For Heaven's Sake, which is three composers listed for that number, Mrs. Mayer, Breton and Edwards. And coming up now, one of John Fedchuk's own compositions, Just Sane, originally written as a sextet configuration, inspired, again, by the music of Wayne Shorter. So this particular arrangement started off for a sextet, but has actually been expanded now by John to be a full big band arrangement. And the soprano solo is by Charles Pillow.
Thank you.
Just saying, from John Fetchuk's New York Big Band, and that just about completes the first hour of Swing Time here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. So if you've been listening to us on the podcast or listening to us live, thank you very much for doing so. But above all, please stay tuned for Michael Coates taking over from me at the top of the hour. Playing us out then, we're staying with John Fetchuk and the New York Jazz Big Band, the New York Big Band, I should say. And we're going to play out with the Ellington favourite, Just Squeeze Me. Mm-hmm.